Watch, Andrew Cuomo lashes out at reporter for asking about scandals during hurricane briefing. By Amy Furr on August 22, 2021. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, snapped at a reporter during a hurricane on rebriefing Saturday, saying he did not want to discuss Albany politics when asked about the latest revelation in his sexual harassment scandal. "This is about a storm briefing to save lives of New Yorkers," Cuomo told the Law Journal reporter following a question about possible retaliation against accuser Charlotte Bennett, a former aide. According to Fox News, Cuomo's personal attorney recently questioned her credibility. "But you're the Law Journal. If you think justice is to accept a complaint from a person without investigation and without credibility determinations and without looking at past actions of that person, then you don't know what the justice system is," Cuomo replied. "You've never been in a situation where you just reiterate complaints and you don't investigate them. And you don't say whether or not the law even applies to them. That's not justice, that's a bulletin board posting complaints. Justice is I hear the complaint, we welcome everyone to come forward and that takes courage and that takes bravery. But we need to know the facts, right? I can make a complaint about you today. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. But that's why they do investigations," he said before urging New Yorkers to take the storm seriously. Meanwhile, it appears Cuomo's resignation will not be enough for residents of his state, a majority of whom want him to face criminal charges after an investigation concluded he allegedly sexually harassed several women. According to a new poll from Data for Progress, 52% of New York voters want soon-to-be former Governor Cuomo to face criminal charges for his alleged abuse of power while in office, Breitbart News reported Monday. A moving van was seen outside the governor's mansion in Albany on Friday as workers carted out boxes and artwork while Cuomo prepared for his final day in office on Monday.